a local effort to tackle U.S. freshwater challenges, is coming to an end. Over the last 6 years, the Johnson Foundation in Racine invested $7 million and pulled together experts to brainstorm solutions. The foundation decided not to continue funding the Freshwater Initiative for the seventh year. Friday marks its end. We explore the niche the program filled. Lynn Broaddus vividly remembers experiencing wingspread for the first time. It was 2004, and she was working with Milwaukee Riverkeeper.
It was when we were working on the Great Lakes Compact, and I had no idea what wingspread was. And I showed up with my suitcase, came through the gates, and went, holy crow.
Broaddus was accustomed to attending environmental retreats with basic accommodations.
Places with bunk beds and things like that. And here we were at this beautiful facility where truly we really were very well taken care of.
The Johnson Foundation is housed at Wingspread, a home designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and its surrounding buildings on pastoral grounds. The Johnson family, of household products fame, passed the property to the family's foundation in the 1950s. Over the decades, it has hosted conferences tackling a wide range of issues, including education and emerging contaminants. Then, in 2008, the foundation decided to dig deeper and act proactively on environmental issues. It brought on Broaddus as director of the environment program.
The first two gatherings were actually in 2008, and it was with those gatherings that we made the decision to focus on water and then on U.S. water in particular.
Because, she says, no one else was doing it.
And when you think about it, water sustainability and water services, they're absolutely fundamental to our security as a country and our well-being. Yet there's no single federal agency that thinks about it. There's no single even NGO that is really focused on water holistically for the country. So we decided to take it on.
Dubbing the initiative Charting New Waters, Wingspread threw itself into a series of strategic meetings. It flew in key players across disciplines, housed them, and nurtured conversation, often pulling together players with conflicting views.
The first time that really happened during my time here at Wingspread was in 2009. We had a meeting on agriculture and water. You know, we had people in the room who were in litigation with, at least their organizations were in litigation with each other, and certainly had differences of opinions. So the meeting started off, they were pretty prickly, but in the end, they came to see each other's perspective.
The gatherings generated more than just conversation. Results included ongoing collaborations between unlikely allies and federal legislation. Jane Elder participated in several of the retreats.
I remember being very intimidated by the invitation and the list of the leaders who were going to be there.
Elder is executive director of the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters. She found Wingspread's convening model that encourages participants to consider other perspectives to be profoundly effective.
And I've been in these experiences, and I think most of us have been, where you walk in and everybody's an expert, and their job is to be noisier, more active, or claim more of the agenda than anybody else. And those are not particularly productive. So I think part of it is that careful selection process, but also they design the meeting so there's time to get to know people as people, time to relax and enjoy, and places where you can walk and think if you need to get away. It's a lovely incubator.
Although Wingspread's freshwater focus is coming to an end, the foundation plans to continue to host conversations on other pressing issues. Lynn Broaddus hopes the freshwater dialogue finds a new home. Earlier this month, 80 participants gathered to discuss what next.
One thing, it was very clear from the energy in the room that they want this conversation to be able to continue.
It appears less clear who might step up to fill that role.
I don't know how that will work out. I think it's going to take a little while. This is kind of a big deal.
Val Klump hopes to help fill the void. He is senior scientist with UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences.
That's obviously something with our new Center for Water Policy that we could pick up on, and we'll keep on this issue. It's not going to go away. It's important. The thing is resources, right? That's what it boils down to. I mean, that's what Wingspread Foundation have that we do not have.
Klump says the School of Freshwater Sciences has a wealth of top-notch researchers. Yet, he says the school cannot afford to fly in national experts on a regular basis and put them up in a retreat-like setting such as Wingspread. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.